Mickey Mantle will lead off for New York as we start the eighth, and the Astros now have a new pitcher. Left-hander Hal Woodeschick has come on to replace Kirk Bell. Kirk did a real fine job tonight, his best showing of the spring. Going seven innings, allowing just a home run by Mantle. He gave up six hits, struck out one, and walked one. Mantle now will be coming on as a right-handed batter for the first time tonight against the left-hander Hal Woodeschick. Score all tied up at 1-1. Eighth inning. Left-hander Steve Hamilton is starting to loosen up now in the bullpen down the left field line for the Yankees. Here's Mantle. Two hits and three trips tonight. Singled in the first, homered in the sixth, and in between he bounced out to second. This is the fourth game in which Woodeschick has appeared this spring. Woody has only four innings under his belt. That is an actual spring competition. Of course, he's seen action in inter-squad games and so forth. Mantle takes it low outside, ball one. Woody has not given up a run in the four innings. He's allowed five hits. No earned runs, rather, but he has allowed four behind him. One walk and one strikeout. Left-hander throws, and Mantle takes it low. Ball two, no strike. First half of the eighth inning. Score tied, 1-1. Woody has the sign again now from Ron Brand. Here's the pitch into Mantle. Tap off of Mantle's foot, I believe. It just went foul. Brand picked it up off the left side of the plate. And it's ball two and strike one. Brand gets a new baseball now from the plate umpire, Mel Steiner. Spangler left, Wynn center, Staub right. Espermonte third, and Lillis short. Morgan second base, Bond on first. And Brand the catcher. Ball two, strike one on Mickey Mantle. The left-hander throws again, and Mantle starts to go, takes the strike on the outside corner of the knee. Held up on it. Ball two, strike two. Well, we start playing for keeps on Monday night when the Phillies will be in here at 7:30. Low inside, full count. To Mickey Mantle, three balls, two strikes. Woody is a sinker ball pitcher, and that's what has made him so effective as a reliever. Keeps the ball low in around the knees and forces the batter to hit it on the ground. Tap foul off the right side. That leg certainly is bothering Mantle. He doesn't stand in there too well, although actually for Mantle, he has a home run and a single tonight with one bad leg. But he certainly is not controlling himself too well at the plate. I think it bothers him a little bit more batting right-handed. Here's the windup and the pitch now to Mantle. Low ball four, he walks. So Mantle tops on down to first, and that's the third time the battle has been on in four appearances at the plate. Art Lopez is going to run for him now. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle at first. Now Woodeschick has walked the first man to face him. Mantle gets a nice hand. When we started our broadcast tonight, that it appeared the battle would be making only a token appearance because of that hamstring muscle injury, but he had just been taken out here in the eighth inning. Here's Bobby Richardson. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle on first base, and Richardson tried to bunt and he missed it. Strike one. Both Espermonte and Bond coming in from third and first. Two bases on balls given up by Houston pitching now. Farrell allowed one in the seven-inning tee work, and Woodeschick has just walked Mantle to lead off the eighth. Roger Maris will be up next. Watching for the bunt again now, and Richardson missed again on the bunt attempt. Really slid up on the handle of that bat that time, and Woodeschick throws the fastball right by him. Two strikes to count. Espermonte is backed up a little bit now with a two-strike count on Bobby Richardson. Bond is still holding up on first. Here's the stretch now by Woodeschick, and Richardson takes the ball. It's low on his side, and it's one ball and two strikes. 1-2 count. Outfield is fairly well squared away here for Richardson. Staub, if anything, is shaded off the opposite side. They're giving Richardson right center field. Arturo Lopez takes his lead away from first base. Woodeschick throws on the way to Richardson. He got him. Ball strike three. There's a sharp curve that caught the outside corner of the knees. Richardson has been called out on strikes. He is the second strikeout victim for New York tonight. Both were caught looking. Boyer was struck out by Farrell in the fifth. Here's Roger Maris. One out. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle on first. This score is tied 1-1, top of the eighth. Maris is 0 for 2 officially tonight. Swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. He walked in the first inning. And there's also fly to center, popped out shortstop. Runner on first, Lopez. Here's the pitch on the way to Maris. It's a little bit too high. Hector Lopez loosening up along with Hamilton now in the bullpen down the left field line. So Lopez may go into the outfield. He may just keep Art Lopez in there. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a line drive right field. Staub in fast. He got it right at the shootout. Double play fly. Not in time. The ball got away from Bond. They had him. Good catch by Rusty Staub right off the shootout. They almost doubled Lopez at first. But the ball dribbled out as Bond missed. Came in on one hop. Well, they almost had the twin killing on that one, but Arturo Lopez got back in. Sinking line drive to right field, handled by Rusty Staub. Two away, and now here's the first baseman for New York, Joe Pepitone. Kane, do you have the feeling that I do, that these boys have adjusted both teams away from all the spectacular here and playing the top flight of brand of baseball? Real nice game to watch. Everything is running along smoothly here tonight, and I think you get sort of engrossed in the ball game, and if it's at all possible, you forget where you are, and that's pretty difficult to do here. Here's the pitch on the way to Pepitone. There's a looper, base hit, left center field. Lopez on his way to third, picked up by Jim Wynn. The throw is back into second base, and Lopez holds up at third. Joe Morgan takes the throw back in from Wynn. So a looping single to left center field off the bat of Joe Pepitone, his second hit of the night. Gives him 2-for-4. Put Yankee runners on first and third with two men out. And the batter now is the shortstop, Tony Kubek. Ron Bland has called time, and he's going out to talk to Wittichick, Walt Bond, over from first base. So there's the first hit off Witty. And he has coupled that base hit with a walk. So the Yankees are threatening here in the top of the eighth in a 1-1 ball game. Arturo Lopez at third base. Joe Pepitone on first, and here's Tony Kubek. All three times that Kubek has been up tonight, he's flied out. Twice to center, once to left. Long stretch by Wittichick. Here's the pitch. Butt attempt missed. That's the third butt attempt by a Yankee in this inning off the pitching of Wittichick, and they have missed all three of them. Strike one. Two runs have scored in this ball game. Each club came up with a run in the sixth. Lopez comes down off third. Not too big a lead by Pepitone off his left-hander, Hal Wittichick. Here's the pitch to Kubek. There goes the runner down. Bland fakes the throw to second, and that'll he fakes the throw to second, and then started to go to third. So Pepitone has moved up on the heel of second base. Actually, he got about two-thirds of the way down and then stopped. But he still did not draw Brand throw. So it's a stolen base for Pepitone. First base open now. Yankee runners on second and third. Two outs. And the one ball, one strike count on left-handed hitter Tony Kubek. Center fielder Tom Trash will be up next. Woody takes the full windup now, and the pitch is a good strike on the inside corner of the knee. Oh, that was a dandy pitch. That's the same pitch that he struck Richardson out on, I believe. Only Kubek, it came inside around the knees, the left-handed batter. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Pepitone on second. Arturo Lopez on third. Score tied 1-1. Top of the eighth. Wittichick throws again. Now to Kubek. Swing and a miss, and he struck it out. So the side is retired as Kubek goes down swinging. I don't know whether that was a changeup or not. Woody's been fooling around with that. That's his second strikeout. Three strikeouts for Houston pitching. No runs, one hit. No errors. Two men were left on base. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning now with the score New York 1, Houston 1.